once again difficult to explain to the mind how the mind works, because the mind can't see itself. So if you only hear this with the mind, it won't recognize what's being said, or it would imagine that it does recognize, but in actual fact it is mishearing what's being shared. So the mind can't observe itself, but because the mind is supposed to be so universal it can take care of everything, it thinks it can see itself, and it can't. So the thing I never really feel as though I managed to get over, because it's mainly to people's minds, is that every time we look at anything, think about anything, consider anything, the mind kicks in, connects to the past, projects a future, and it makes a path, a runway. And everything to do with that situation that's ever happened is brought into consideration. Every possibility that can be imagined is brought into that. And it sees things in a linear way, cause and effect. Now, if everybody realized that, whenever they thought about anything, they're thinking in a linear way, in a restricted way, then they'd be more available to consider another possibility. So whenever we think about anything, consider anything, it's in a restricted way because the mind is restricted in that way. What often happens is when something chaotic comes into a person's life, a loss or a major gain, losing a partner or finding a new one, just for a while everything's turned around. And instead of things being linear, it's living in a state, oh, that's all gone, and I don't know how it's going to be. And just for a short while, the person is much more alive. They may be unpleasantly more alive, or pleasantly more alive. But there's energy moving because the linear dimension has been removed. They can no longer take the past, project it into the future, and think they know what's going to happen. So usually, in a disturbance, the person is much more alive. And then things start to settle down and the mind gets control over it again. Start categorizing it, putting it into boxes, into a linear experience again. And that is, oh, I have met this new person, therefore, we will, therefore, I have got this new job, therefore. Instead of, and this is the thing that I feel is unexplainable to the mind, living in absolutely every single moment, not knowing, disconnecting from the past, disconnecting from a possible future, and saying, here I am in this moment. What is the maximum potential in this moment, for this moment, not for the future, for this moment? What's the most I can, let's say, extract out of this bubble of the moment? And then this moment, and then this moment. But always the mind, because that's its job, keeps saying, oh, we'll handle that. Okay, so now you're going to do this. This means that will happen, that will happen, that will happen. And then you're dead again because you're not here to the possibility. Using one of the simple things again, relationships. The person goes to work or to the shops or does this and that. And wherever they go, their mind tells them they're in a relationship. And being in a relationship means, now, if you're a Catholic, it means one thing. If you're a Protestant, it means another. If you're a Jew, or even a Hasidic Jew, that certainly means. And if you're a Muslim, why? You are walking in a prison of what your mind has been programmed to say, this is what should be. This is what's possible, this is what's impossible. Instead of going out, and the moment you leave your partner, whether you know it or not, you're not in a relationship. Yes, you may be relating. Yes, you may be coming back. Yes, you may be meeting. But your partner may die, have a road accident. And then all your ideas of how life is suddenly isn't. And just for a moment, you're in chaos. What you thought was going to happen is no longer going to happen. Now, what about the house? What about the children? What about this? What about that? Suddenly, whether you know it or not, you're more alive. You're more in the moment because you can't predict things anymore. Now, it's not that we ever can predict things, but we think we can. Because anything can happen anytime, and often does. But wherever we go, we are a daughter, son, husband, wife, mother, father, police person, sculptor, engineer, architect, and we walk around in these multiple boxes. And these boxes have different priorities, but they're all boxes. Now, occasionally you see a biography of somebody exceptional, and usually they've stepped right out of their box, either voluntarily or by some incident. They're out of their box. And suddenly, in the moment, they're saying, I don't want to go on doing this. This is no longer fun for me. I'm going to let that go. And mostly, and not know. Just stop holding. And then we get all these sayings, take no thought of tomorrow, let tomorrow take thought of itself. Unless you leave your father or mother. It's not your father or mother. It's unless you leave everything to which you are attached and to which you identify. It's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich person to go into heaven. Heaven is being awake, it's being free, it's being in the moment, it's being choiceless. It's not having conditions. It's being in this very moment, just as it is, however it is. And that's the only way you're alive. The rest, you are not alive. You are prematurely dead. Aliveness is here, now, unconditional. Just what, with whatever is, and always open to the possibility of what is the possibility of this moment. Yes, I have this. Oh, and this has happened to me so many times in my life. Yes, I have this job, I have this position, I have this, I have that. And it doesn't work anymore. It's done its job, and now it's dead. What was absolutely wonderful and inspiring to start with is now my anchor, is now my handicap. I need to stop holding and let happen what wants to happen. Because as I see it, whatever we call it, our higher selves, existence, is always presenting to us what we need for our maximum potential to evolve until we're utterly free. So it's keep looking at where have I gone into my patterns? How am I thinking in patterns? How am I acting in patterns? And it doesn't matter whether you do the same thing in the same way every day. It doesn't matter. If you're aware, if you're present, and you feel that's your maximum potential, and that's what's appropriate. Not ever taking anything for granted, because as soon as you do, you're dead. You're a zombie. You're a machine, clumping one foot in front of another, instead of being available always, always available. So this one to happen, wow, okay. I know that's the truth. I know that's the maximum potential. It's not safe. It's not secure. It's not predictable. But then nothing is. It's all an illusion. The only thing that's real is this moment and being open to the depth of the possibility without being attached.